This is Davina and Fareed in Capital in the Morning.
Dominic Fagg with Three Nights on 98.4 Capital FM. Your best mix of music. Your best mix of ridiculousness. Now, I'm kind of seeing a pattern here. I either I invite people in who I know and love, or I'm sent some of the most amazing women. And I feel like it might be the authorities, aka my bosses, going, Davina, look, see, become. And on International Women's Day, I've been sent this. She's, first of all, she's a year younger than me. She's so glamorous. She's so accomplished. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm getting the message. So to all my bosses, Sijudani, Faisal, Fareed, I see and I feel inspired and I can become. And I want to inspire you. I'm going to share my time with you. And we are going to speak for the rest of the hour to Arnolda Shiundu. She's the sustainability lead Africa at Diageo. But she's so much more than that. Okay? Let me just break it down. First of all, for me, she's a Berlin marathon finisher. Aki, she's run a marathon. How many kilometers is that?
42 painful kilometers.
42. Let me tell you, I ran half a marathon. Things were bleeding and leaking that should never have been leaking in the first place. The body was not designed to run a marathon. So, Arnolda has run the Berlin Marathon. She has summited Mount Kenya twice in 1 year. Twice. What have you done? Have you even climbed those stairs to your office? No, you have not. But she formerly worked as communications advisor in Kenya's Ministry for Devolution and Planning. She worked with Kenya Red Cross Society. I hate you. That is like my dream job. I love that. Is amazing. And she was the group account manager at Red House PR. And I just know, I know it as like a bougie, fancy, amazing company. So basically, I'm just sitting here going, maybe I could be you in another life. 2021 top 40 under 40 women in Kenya. And of course, you are here. You are our special guest on 98.4 Capital FM. Your best mix of music, your best mix of guests on this International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. And happy International Women's Day to all the ladies listening both in Kenya and around the world.
Absolutely. And the thing is that it's not, I don't know why we're saying international. We should first say national. We should say home, then village, then, I don't know, suburb, then city, then national, then continent, then globe. Cindy?
You know, actually, it's funny you said that because where I'm from, we have this habit. First of all, so I'm from the western part, a town called Mumias, right?
The sugar? I love how you're like, I don't know if you know this, Davina, there's a place called Mumias. Yes, Mumias.
Yes, and we are known for loving the radio. So actually, I'm going to just formalize the stereotype.
Go.
Can I just shout out? Because, you know,
please,
we have a thing where,
oh my gosh,
when you're from Mumias, the first thing you do when you're on radio is you shout out your friends.
Please.
So can I be that shady person who says hi to all her friends?
We love shade.
Excellent.
Go.
So let me say hi to TKB. TKB and I are in this amazing group called YPP, UPR people.
Okay.
I want to say hi to my friend Keith Obure. Keith Obure and I work together.
Okay.
And every morning, as soon as we come into the office, he switches on Capital.
Oh, Keith, we love you.
So Keith, this is your moment of fame. I've given you a shout out on radio. And then I think just everybody else, all my family and friends in the village.
Because
this is what you do.
Yes.
You come on radio and you say, I want to shout out your gardener, the guy at the kiosk.
You have
say
to.
Hi.
You have
everybody.
To. Yes. Are they celebrating you right now?
They better be.
You've
I'm
it.
On radio.
You've summited Mount Kenya. Your head sustainability lead Africa at Diageo. But your crowning achievement is you're on 98.4 Capital FM.
We need to take a picture so I can send to my mother on the WhatsApp group. I can just drop it there and be like, hey, mom, I made it.
See, I've brought you a joker on International Women's Day. We're going to be right back because I feel like you need to dedicate some songs to guys in shags. We'll be right back with Arnolda Shiundu, the sustainability lead Africa at Diageo. Scrap, papa. On your own, got me 10 feet. Hey, Timbaland. It's never too late to apologize. Is it ever too late to apologize?
So do you know, a friend of mine taught me something.
Yeah.
You can apologize, right?
Yeah.
But you don't get to dictate how the other person
receives
it. Exactly. And that's what I like about my friends, because they really challenge me. And I was like, oh, you know, I've said sorry. And she's like, okay, yeah, you've said sorry. Yes, you've apologized, but that's okay. But now you need to wait for the other person to come back and either tell you they've accepted your apology or not. And I'm very impatient. So I was like, what do you mean wait? Why am I waiting? I've said sorry.
Oh
why?
Oh my God. I'm so glad you said that. It's a patient thing, because then you sit there and go, oh no, now you're trying to punish me. Now you're trying to withhold.
Exactly. Now you're just being extra.
Yeah.
Why can't you just accept the apology and we move on and we go back to where we were?
I can't.
And then, you know those things when your friend tells you something that actually makes sense and you have to go back and be like, ah, oh, I hate that you're right, but she's right. And so I just had to sit there and say, okay, fine.
So Arnold, let me ask you this, because you've brought up friendship, you've brought up patience, you've brought up apologizing. I find it so difficult to maintain female relationships, especially with this job. Let me tell you, by 2 p.m. my brain like turns into scrambled egg, and I can't be talking about babies and relationships and life and love and all these things. And how do you maintain such a high powered job, mm-hmm, and female relationships?
I think so. Two things. I keep a very tight circle of friends.
Okay.
And I am very lucky to have friends who, they call me out on my nonsense. And I think that's that the balance, because I can come out from a very crazy day at work and they come home. Well, not, I wouldn't say come home, but when I meet up with them, they don't, in fact, what I like about them, they don't let me forget who I am and what I'm doing. Because it's, I think even as humans and as women, sometimes we forget the achievements that we do. Because,
oh,
you know,
gosh,
you go to the office and you know, you deliver and you're doing great, and then you come back and you want to kind of throw it under the rug.
Totally.
But I'm very lucky. My friends, they keep telling me, what have you done? Great. Can we go have lunch? Can we celebrate? You've got this new job. Can we do this? And I'm like, okay, well, why are we celebrating? It's not a big deal. They're like, actually, it is.
So where do you think that comes from? I mean, is it innate in our gender that we're just like, oh, it's not that much, it's fine? I really do feel like, you know, Michelle Obama was there, like, she was just like, meh. Although she was pretty good at tooting her own horn, but I feel like it has to be learnt.
I had to learn that.
Okay.
If I'm being very honest, I had to learn that. And my friend and I, Naomi. Hi, Naomi.
Hi, Naomi.
She has been very good at helping me, because she'll come and tell me, listen, if you go on LinkedIn, and here's a good example.
Yeah.
If you go on LinkedIn, when men do something, they're very, very quick,
oh, dude,
to tell everybody what they've done, as they should. But women, we rarely, because we're feeling, oh, you know, but it's fine. It's a normal working day. I shouldn't be tooting my own horn.
I hate it. Yeah.
But men are better at it than we are. So with the help of these friends who remind me, she was like, listen, don't be shy about telling the world what you've done, because you did the work and it's your achievement. Celebrate it. Celebrate yourself, because going back, if you don't celebrate yourself, who will?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to celebrate you, Arnolda, because we're going to get into how you have done so much in so little time. That's mountains and jobs and geography. But it is 98.4 Capital FM, and I get to spend International Women's Day with this lady. And we're not forgetting the boy child. You men complaining. I see you. I hear you. I feel you. But we're going to be talking about, you know, challenging the bias. We don't forget you. And we're going to ride dirty with Chameleon Air next. Hiya, Tamia and Fabulous are taking us into the early 2000s. We're so knee deep in. Okay, let me tell you what I'm in my mind. I'm wearing. I've got glitter eyeshadow, probably blue. I've straightened my hair, just two pieces in the front.
Yes.
I've got a spaghetti strap on. Actually, a spaghetti strap. Oh my god. Over a vest, mm-hmm, with some low cut jeans. What are you wearing in the early 2000s, Arnolda?
Don't forget the tattoos. Don't forget the butterfly tattoos.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
The tramp stamp. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Don't forget the, what are those things called? Like the belly, the chain things that we used to wear.
Wearing.
And then hundreds of bangles. What was the thing about bangles?
And then the stretchy, it was made of like black wire, but it was stretchy. And then you put it over your head and it was a choker.
And the choker. Yes. Yes, yes,
gotta,
yes,
have the choker in early 2000s.
Love it, love it.
International Women's Day, my goodness. Taking us back, Wangoi says, thank you so much. We're loving this conversation with Arnolda Chiondu, the sustainability lead Africa at Diageo. So you play a critical role in supporting the development and delivery of Diageo's sustainability strategy in Africa. You know, Arnolda, you know by now that we don't shy away from any nitty gritty, icky subjects, okay? Mm-hmm. Diageo is, I mean, it's an alcohol. It's one of the leading alcohol brands. Yes?
Yep. Absolutely.
How as such an accomplished, leading female in the industry, a thinker, a doer, and you're just 34 years old, how do you align with working at a brand or at a company in an industry that does have its issues? It does have its red flags. People do suffer from problems financially, physically, economically, mentally from alcohol. How do you align yourself with that?
Look, I think one of the key things about Diageo is moderation, and what we advocate for is moderation. I think if you look at it from a life perspective, right? Everything you do in life is about moderation. So what we do is we produce some of the most loved brands around the world.
Yes, you do.
And what we do is we say, enjoy our brands in moderation and do so responsibly. Mm-hmm. Because look, we understand the responsibility we have as a manufacturer to promote and, you know, make sure that we are advocating for responsible drinking, which is, and look, beyond the drinking, I think we do so much in our business. For example, if you look at the inclusion and diversity agenda, women, I know today is International Women's Day, right? We are intentional about getting more women into our boards. We are intentional about getting more women into leadership. We have 6 month maternity leave policy.
No way. Women. 6 months.
Yes. I don't think any other business, nah. If you look at Kenya or mm-hmm. around the world, mm-hmm. I think globally maybe we are at par. But if you take away the alcohol and look at our contribution to society from a point of empowering women, making sure that women can go home, take care of their children and come back to work and drive the brands that you know and love. And then if you look at our community, right, we have a value chain in Kenya of 47,000 farmers who have contracts. So that's economic empowerment. And half of those 47,000 farmers are female, right? So we are empowering women, helping them to contribute to society, giving them contracts. They're growing in Kisumu, 17,000 of them are growing sorghum.
Wow. Right?
Yeah, they're growing sorghum, which makes our senator keg beer. But then think about it this way. There's a problem of illicit in this country.
Yeah.
Senator Keg is a beer that was produced to help fight illicit because it's a healthy alternative. It's a low value,
but gluten-free.
Right. Healthy alternative. Mm. So I'd like to change that narrative of the bad, you know, people are drinking. But let's look at it this way. We are also helping people to drink responsibly and to drink better.
Yeah.
Right. Illicit brew is harmful. So we're saying, can we provide a healthy alternative? Right. So we produce Senator Keg beer. We recruit 17,000 farmers, half of them are women,
wow.
who grow the sorghum that is used to make Senator Keg beer. And then the next step is we're actually supporting women, recruiting them from illicit. So instead of producing Chang'a, which they do, we now help them to become retailers.
So you're saying 8,000 women are growing sorghum for you right now?
17,000.
Half of them are women.
Half of them are women.
So you only need 8,500. Cindy?
Thereabouts.
My math is terrible. We will be right back. Love Matiti. No, Nwatiti. There you go. It's International Women's Day, Davina. Can you just be serious? 98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music and your best mix of guests. As I share my treat with you. My treat today is interviewing Arnolda Chiondu. I'm not interviewing you. We're actually just getting to know each other, to be honest.
Yep.
And you're a year younger than me and so much more successful than me. You know what's crazy is that in my mind, I still feel like 17. Like I'm just like, oh yeah, no, one day I'm going to be like her with like the matchy-matchy jewelry, the good skin, you know, Becky with the good hair. Oh God, what's wrong with us? It always comes back to a Beyoncé lyric, doesn't it?
We need to be BFFs.
Oh, we do.
I think.
I'm ready.
That's just natural.
The sustainability lead of Diageo is my BFF.
Yeah.
100%. I'm a terrible friend though, because I'm always just like, I always expect my girlfriends to be there, and that isn't what we should be doing. We should be raising each other up.
But also, I think also with friendships, you need to accept your friend for who they are.
Yeah.
Same thing if you look at your family and your siblings, you know your brother or sister is a certain way. You accept them for who they are and you deal. So I will deal with you.
You'll deal with this.
As you come.
With it.
BFF.
Yay! Now, Anoda, the thing is, right, I'm looking at your CV and it's amazing, by the way. Bachelor of Arts Communications, PR major, business minor. Master of Arts PR and Corporate Comms, member of the Public Relations Society of Kenya. So PR background. Mm-hmm. Then, I mean, you've worked for Kenya Red Cross Society. You've worked for Red House PR. Big, big hitters. Kenya's Ministry for Devolution and Planning. Like the who's who, essentially. Then you do this random pivot. Sustainability Lead Africa at Diageo. Why did you suddenly take such a 90 degree turn?
Interesting. So I think two things. Sustainability found me.
Okay.
I, like you said, I'm a trained PR practitioner, love the world of comms and public relations. And I always imagined when I left school, that's exactly what I was going to do. I had my whole life figured out. So I knew I was going to, you know, work my way up and be some corporate affairs lead or director of comms for some.
And you're going to have like high heels and a really great handbag and the wind would be blowing. And
exactly. Yep. You know,
yep.
And then, so here's the thing, life happens. And I think the biggest lesson for me in the last 3 to 5 years is flexibility and agility, because it's good to have a plan. But this opportunity came my way. And to be very honest, it was a drastic change from the PR world that I knew. I had dabbled in a bit of sustainability comms before for one of my clients when I used to work at Red House. And I think it speaks to where the world is going, because this client was ahead of their game, asking for, saying investors want to know what more are they doing beyond, you know, beyond the transformation they do. It was a private equity company. And so I didn't expect a career in sustainability, but here I am. I love it. I think social impact is really fulfilling. And I think that's what it speaks to. I think I found my purpose in terms of I am engaging in work that is extremely fulfilling. I'll give you an example. What some of the projects we do at Kenya Breweries is access to water. So in the last financial year, we provided access to 50,000 people, access to water to 50,000 people in the Western region. Wow. I went for a tour to see one of the projects and I met this old man. This man was 92, right? And in his village, there was a tap. This man opened the tap and he told me in his life, he has never opened a tap and seen free flowing water. Now, those are things you and I take for granted.
I know.
Because you literally, you wake up in the morning,
yeah.
You know,
free flowing
water. Exactly.
Yeah.
However, it is when you interact with people like that and they tell you how, what to you might just be your day job, right? But they tell you the impact that it has had on and in their lives. That's when you sort of, and that was a change for me to really understand that, hang on a second, I'm doing something more than just my work. I'm doing something that is changing lives. And that's what Kenya Breweries and Diageo is all about, transforming lives and building thriving communities.
But it's also about being a woman. It's also about being a human being, right? Because we're constantly looking for something else, something more, something extra. And actually, stories like that, and thank you for sharing that, Arnolda. It just reminds you of actually that we are so lucky.
We are so lucky.
We have three strong women in studio with us. Yunia has just come in. The news is next. It is 98.4 Capital FM. 98.4 Capital FM.